Hello, I'm Iggy Miranda, and I'm going to be interviewing my mom, Brooke Singer. Say hi.
Hi.
So I am doing a project called Family Interview Assignment for Global History. I'll be asking you about 9 to 10 questions of, like about our family history and, like, who we are. Or, like, mostly about you.
About me? Yeah. Okay. What about me?
Oh, well, you're going to find out in the questions.
Okay.
How are you? You good? You ready to start this interview?
I'm feeling great, yes. Okay. I like your smile.
When in your life did you decide to become an artist?
Oh, wow. I guess that would have been in college. I took art classes in high school, mostly photography. And when I got to college, I was a Russian literature and language major. And in the middle of my sophomore year, a friend decided to transfer to the San Francisco Art Institute for painting. And she convinced me to come with her and study photography, which was kind of a side hobby. And I was not doing very well in Russian language class. I was supposed to go to Leningrad, which today is called St. Petersburg, for a year. And I was terrified. And I thought, San Francisco sounds like so much more fun for my junior year. And I'm just going to throw myself into learning about art and making art and committing myself to photography. So I think that was the big turning point for me.
So why were you studying Russian studies in the first place?
Well, I took Russian in high school, and I grew up in Washington, D.C., and I grew up very close to the Soviet Union embassy. It was called the Soviet Union in the 80s. And there were a lot of kids roaming around on the property behind bars. They were not allowed off of the embassy property because of the Cold War. And I was really curious about that, and I felt sorry for them. And I read a book called Anna Karenina by Tolstoy, and loved it and thought it was beautiful, and really wanted to kind of understand more about this amazing literature, which I saw in stark contrast to these very sad and literally caged in people in my city of Washington, D.C. So that's when I started studying Russian in high school. And then I just continued it in college.
That's interesting. So why did you choose photography?
I had a really good photo program in high school and a great photo teacher. And I don't know. I just... there's a dark room, and I took some photos, and I was kind of came naturally to me, and I got a lot of positive feedback, and I liked the technical aspect of it, and I liked being in the dark room and making art, and I didn't really feel confident about drawing or painting, but I just loved being out and about and with my camera and making images. So it was a combination of that and having a really good photo teacher, I think.
So besides that, like, when I was little, you and my dad exposed me to, like, a lot of art when I was growing up. Like, I went to a lot of museums. Did your parents do similar things? Is that why you, besides having a good art program or photography program, is that why you enjoyed doing it so much?
Yeah, it's a great question. My parents did take me to a lot of museums, but also my house was kind of a museum. As you know, my grandmother was an art dealer in St. Louis, and she had so many paintings and prints and sculptures, and gave a lot to my parents. So my home was filled with this really contemporary art. And when I visited my grandmother, I loved looking through all of her art collection and learning more about the artists and traveling with her to museums and having her explain you know, as a collector, she's more interested in who owned the art and where the art came from than the artists themselves. But she was interested in the artists and had great stories about hanging out with artists and traveling around the world and seeing art. And so, yes, I was exposed to a lot of contemporary modern art growing up, and the more kind of insider perspective of the artist's life and what it meant to sell art, which seemed really exciting. And my grandmother was a complete character who everyone wanted to be around, and she had great stories and wore crazy clothes and loved to have a good time. So it was just a world I wanted to be part of, and it was the most exciting thing around me.
So you do think that really pushed you to want to join the photography section of your high school?
I wouldn't say it pushed me, but I was very comfortable in art worlds and very excited by art from a very young age. So I was really open to it and wasn't scared by it, and kind of felt challenged, like, how could I be part of this world? So, you know, I think contemporary art can be scary or really confusing to a lot of people. And because of my exposure and my grandmother and both my parents, who are all very immersed in that world and comfortable with it, I was able to be comfortable with it and embrace it at a young age. So yeah, it's always been part of my life, and I crossed over into making art, not just appreciating art, which my sisters didn't really do. So I'm not sure. It just, it was a world I wanted to be part of, and I kind of never stepped out of that, kept upping the ante, so to speak.
So you being exposed did not, or did it make it hard to pursue it? Or was it just kind of, was it hard pursuing photography?
Was it hard pursuing photography? I guess the biggest challenge was after college, moving to New York City and figuring out how to pursue photography. So when you're studying it in a school situation, there are a lot of supports and structure and opportunities, but how you translate that into a job and supporting yourself is kind of a massive undertaking. I was fortunate to meet an artist right after graduating from undergraduate, the summer after I graduated from college, and she needed an assistant. So I moved to New York and I helped her run her studio and printed her photographs and prepared her studio for curator visits. And that was my segue into the New York City art world. And at the same time, this was the 90s, so the World Wide Web became a thing, and I started learning how to code websites and design for websites. So digital art and photography after graduation kind of became two separate things that helped support me after school.
Interesting. Did photography teach you anything?
Yeah, I think photography has taught me a lot of things. It's taught me how to look, and it's taught me how to slow down, at least in film world. You really have to compose your image and think about the world around you and how you want to frame it and what you want to say. So it's partly about recording things around you, but also constructing a narrative. So it's kind of both passive and active. And I think it's also taught me how to have my own voice and how that can be singular, but also within a larger context and having conversation with politics and current events and other people, and think about you know, audience and how, what you want to say and how you want to dialogue with people you've never met before. So yeah, there are lots of things that photography taught me, and still teaches me.
So now you don't do much photography anymore, but like, I don't really remember you being a photographer or like being so involved in photography. When did you change, or when did you try new art forms?
So, like I said, after graduating from college in the 90s, the World Wide Web became a thing, and computers, personal computers. It hasn't always been a thing, Iggy. I know you laugh, but there was a whole world in life before the internet. But when I applied for graduate school in the late 90s, I ended up going to Carnegie Mellon, which was art master's program that you did not kind of go into a track like photo or printmaking and painting. Everyone was thrown in together. So coming in as a photographer, I also had some experience with computers and programming. So learned there to start mixing that together and start collaborating a lot and seeing other ways of making art, which had more of an interdisciplinary and mixed media approach. So that was the late 1990s.
So trying all these different art forms, what do you think was your favorite of them?
Wow. I don't have a favorite medium. I instead like to have an idea and figure out what form of art would be best to use to express and kind of materialize or enact that idea. And I like to switch it up a lot. So sometimes I go back to photography. I use programming and the internet and create social situations, and I've even done textile art and created gardens as part of my art. So I think the variety is my favorite, and having the excuse to do all kinds of different things as an artist rather than stick with one particular medium.
So why did you choose to teach me art and get me involved in it?
I think it's just because it's such a big part of my life and your father's life that it was natural, and I think it's a great way to engage in the world and to open yourself up to all the different ways of life in the world and express yourself and have fun. So it was just I think we always knew that we'd be exposing you to art, and we're just really happy that you like to make it, and maybe you don't like to go to museums so much, but it's just our way of life, and there was not much of a choice. It's just kind of who we are and what we do with our time.
Interesting. Thank you for taking your time to do this with me. I hope you enjoyed it.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Maybe.